Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. And we're here in the Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Phew, that thrills me. And our class this morning, talking about command authority of a follower of Jesus Christ. Yes. Or the authority of the believer. And we have learned that we have power of attorney to use His name. So that when we speak the name of Jesus, it is just the same as Jesus speaking Himself. For the name can do anything that the name can do. Because it has to be backed by authority. So, if we have the power of attorney to use His name, we have to see what's back behind the name. Heaven itself. I said heaven itself is behind the name. And we've learned that we've been raised up together and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He is at the right hand of the Father, and we are at the right hand of Jesus. I had a divine experience years ago. I had a vision. And suddenly, I was in this room, and it was a long, narrow room. And I had written down on a yellow legal pad things that this ministry needs. And when I looked, I was sitting at the end of this table, and it was a long table, and there was a door on this end, and there came the Father, the judge. In His judgely robes. And He sat down. And there came Jesus and sat down by His side on the right hand. And here came the Holy Spirit. And I thought, where am I going to put Him? He walked around the end of that. He's coming towards me. And He sat down right here. And He said, give me that. And I handed Him my legal pad. He said, I will get all of this for you, for I have good influence here. I will get, and He did. I mean, in record time. He came and sat down right there and said, give me that. I gave Him that legal pad, and He said, I will get all this for you, for I have, I have divine influence here. He represented me. He's my advocate. He represented me in the throne room. He represents you in the throne room. That was one of the more precious visions in all these years that I've had as a prophet and a teacher. There have been many. And anyway, I won't go into them here. So now, 1 Timothy chapter 3. Are you there? Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Manifest in the flesh, in Bethlehem. Justified in the spirit in hell itself. Seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. There's a whole gospel right there. Acts chapter 3. Verse 12, when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "You men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Look so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. For you denied the holy and just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, faith, which is by him, given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, brethren, I want that though you were ignorant, you did it, as did also your rulers. But these things which God before showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, hath so fulfilled, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ before was granted unto him, whom the heaven must receive, and the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto men, and shall hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." Now listen. "And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among you. And all the prophets, even Samuel, and those that follow after, as many as spoken likewise foretold of these things. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abram, and thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you, unto first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Now, if you continue to read, the prophet David, "You will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allow my body to see corruption." Right here. It's right there. Oh, but the name, through faith in the name, has made this man strong. Why look on us as though by our holiness? Why look on us because we're apostles? Well, you know, Brother Copeland, all that passed away with the apostles. No, it did not. Come on. Did faith pass away? Did the name pass away? No, bless God, we have the name. Faith in the name. James 5. Call on the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil. In the name. Faith in the name. And if they've committed, then, and they will be healed. Faith in God. What? Faith in the name.
Yes.
I had a little spot come up here on my left hand, about the size of a grain of rice, right here. And I began to scratch it, and it got sore and really. So Dr. Weeder said, "We better have that checked out." And we went to Dr. Williams. And he's a black man and very kind man. And I said, "Dr. Williams, I'm Kenneth Copeland." Oh, he's a deep voice. He said, "Yes, Brother Copeland." He said, "My grandparents have been partners with your ministry for many years." So I said, "Take a look at that." Well, he said, "Yep. I think it's malignant." And I thought, "Well, so what?" So they opened it up. He sent me to a specialist. And they opened it up. Before, I called a pastor. He came to the house, to the kitchen. John and Kelly were on the phone. Terry, I held that out there. He had his oil bottle. He touched it, and it felt like lightning shot through it. And I said, "Ha, ha, ha, yeah, that did it. Thank you." Went over there, and they said, "Now, Mr. Copeland, be prepared to stay from anywhere to 30 minutes to an hour." And because she said, "Doctor is going to shave until they get down to there are no malignant cells." Okay. We were there 30 minutes. She came back in and she said, "Mr. Copeland, you are very fortunate." I said, "No, I am very blessed." Yes. She said, "There are no more cancer cells." Wow. The name killed him. James 5. The oil. So he sewed it up. You can't even see it. But I'm pointing out there never was any fear.
Amen.
Praise God.
Because of my faith in the name.
Amen.
My faith in the book.
Yes, sir.
It was in the book.
Yes, sir.
James 5. Which says, submit yourself to God. Draw closer to God and He will draw closer to you. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But that's conditional. You have to do the other thing, two things first. You don't just jump up and say, oh, devil, get. Unless it's an emergency situation and you refer to it in his face. I know what James 5 says. And I've drawn closer to my God. And He has drawn closer to me. And I'm telling you now, in the name of Jesus, get! Flee! You're gone. You're gone. You don't stand around and wait and see what you feel. No faith in that. When you confess a sin, I had the Lord say to me years ago, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin, wasn't when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it.
Amen.
And got it out of your life.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to confess that sin in faith, whether you feel forgiven or not.
Yes, sir.
This holy book says you are.
Amen.
In 1 John chapter 1.
Yes,
sir. It says so by the Spirit. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
By the Spirit of God.
Yes,
and John was there. He was standing at the cross.
Yeah.
He went to the empty tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
So we know it's true.
Yes.
We confess that sin and believe you receive your forgiveness by faith and cleansing from all unrighteousness. And lift up your head, and when you start feeling like a dog because you did it, that doesn't, you can't change that. You can change what you can change that feeling. You can change it. I said you can change it. Tell yourself how to feel. My feelings have nothing to do with this. So I take authority over my mind and the way I feel. And my feelings have nothing to do whatever with a spiritual affair. Now, eventually, my feelings will line up with that spiritual affair. That's called, as we saw, as we began days ago, on the renewing of the mind. Let me go through that again for those who didn't hear it. No one can defeat thoughts with thoughts. Let the word fight its own fight. Matthew 6:25, Jesus said, why take you thoughts saying? Think his words and say them by faith until his words become my thoughts. That then is the renewing of the mind. Praise God. Matthew 6:25. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Matthew 6. Oh, that's the sixth chapter of Matthew. 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat. Are you listening now? I mean, these are the basics. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on or your clothes. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than what you wear? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed in like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall have thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Judge not that you be not judged. There he goes again. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you right now. Thank you for people that need you right now desperately. Lord, people that inflation has cost them so that they don't know what to do next. They don't have the kind of clothes that they need to send their children to school. And you know that. And I'm asking you to do miracles and divine things and flood their hearts with light and let them know how much you love them and provide for them. Take care of them, particularly our partners all over the world. But whomever needs you right now, flow through your spirit to them with financial things that they had no idea were coming. They've had hurricanes and floods and all of those things that you prophesied centuries ago and caused the Spirit of God and the angels of God to center them out, put them in a, like under a bright light so that they walk on victory's shore and meet their needs wherever they are and bring glory and the glory of God to your name and prosper the name of Jesus and through the name prosper. And we praise you for it, and we thank you for it, Father. Amen. Amen. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give them this day their daily bread. Feed them. Take care of them. Overflow them with grace and goodness. You're a bountiful God. We believe it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And we're out of time on Friday. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The new year has started, and we can be confident and assured of God's promise for us in Jeremiah 29 and 11. It says, "For I know the plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." You can live securely and at peace because God's plan for you is the blessing of the Lord. And that includes life, healing, and prosperity. Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you, partners, for your faithful giving and prayers. In the early years of the ministry, the Lord gave Brother Copeland instructions to tithe from the increase of the ministry. Since then, KCM has sown at least 10% of all offerings into other ministries around the world, helping to support their outreaches. So, your financial seed goes even further to change lives in nations across the globe. You share in the heavenly reward for every soul won, every person healed, and every life changed. Because of your partnership, KCM continues to send out the uncompromised word of faith free of charge through the broadcast, the magazine, website, events, and social media. The gospel is reaching people from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. And we believe for a great harvest on the seeds you've sown. Let me pray over your offering today. Heavenly Father, you love a cheerful giver. And according to your promise, every good thing that any man does, the same shall be done unto them by our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of your anointing, your holy word, and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower of this broadcast. All sufficiency in all things be made available unto them so that they may abound to every good work. I call their due season into manifestation and their harvest abundant in Jesus' name.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us all this week and the things that the Lord has revealed by His Spirit. And we thank you and we praise God for you in Jesus' name. And always remember, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.uk.